With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Local food prices continue to skyrocket. According to the Economics and Statistics Office, inflation continued to climb in the third quarter of this year, although the rate slowed, rising 0.4% between July and September. That's coming off a whopping 1.9% spike seen in Q2. Some of the hardest hit sectors in the third quarter were food and non-alcoholic beverages, which went up by 2.7%. That overall increase was due to fruit prices spiking more than 12%, vegetables by 5%, and meat products by more than 4.5%. Sugary treats and snacks, mineral water, soft drinks, juices, tea, and coffee, as well as fish and other seafood, all saw increases as well. The only food indexes that saw a dip in prices were milk, cheese, and eggs, which fell by 3.6%, and oils and fats, which dipped by 1.1%. Other price hikes, restaurants and hotels increased by 1.3%, household equipment by 1%, and housing and utilities by 0.4%. There were a few drops. Recreation and culture costs fell by 1.5%, health by 0.7%, and alcohol and tobacco down 0.4%. The average inflation for the first three quarters of 2025 has settled at 1.3%. You can read the full Consumer Price Index report for the third quarter online at eso.ky. Police say a coordinated day of action in Cayman Brac is part of a broader effort to fight illegal activity in the Sister Islands. Here's Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
On Thursday and Friday, police officers and Customs and Border Control officers joined their Cayman Brac counterparts for a high-visibility sweep across the island, the aim to target illegal activity and reinforce a strong police presence in the community. During the operation, officers searched two men and discovered suspected crack cocaine, ganja, and $31,000 in cash, believed to be tied to drug sales. The two suspects, age 42 and 43, both residents of the Brac, were arrested on suspicion of drug possession and consumption, along with other related offenses. They've since been released on bail. Police say the public can expect more days of action like this one, stressing their commitment to a collaborative approach to keep the Sister Islands safe from crime. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Cayman Drama Society is mixing things up this Christmas. After retiring its much-beloved Frizz and Grizz show, this December you can catch a traditional Christmas panto featuring Cinderella. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more from the Prospect Playhouse.
Until wish your dreams come true!
Well, you can get into the Christmas spirit and come watch Cinderella at the Prospect Playhouse. Right now, the team is getting ready with their first dress rehearsal, preparing for the show to open this Friday night. Cinderella's there, the fairy godmother, the pumpkin, and more. You won't want to miss it. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
The show runs Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 3 through December 14th. And join K-Musica for an evening of music as students from the organization's after-school programs take to the stage. Here's K-Musica's Marius Gaina.
From strings to woodwind, enjoy performances filled with gratitude, joy, and the inspiring talent of our young musicians. Get your tickets at caymanartsfestival.com.
Tonight's Music at the Library starts at 6 o'clock, and it's all taking place at the Georgetown Public Library. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Firefighters in Hong Kong are searching for possible survivors from a huge fire that broke out at a complex of high-rise apartments. 55 are confirmed dead and hundreds are still missing. Police have arrested three men from a construction firm on suspicion of manslaughter. President Emmanuel Macron has announced that France is to introduce 10-month-long military service for volunteers. The scheme is intended as a response to what France sees as a renewed threat posed by Russia. Russian media say a court has sentenced eight men to life imprisonment over a bomb attack on a bridge which linked the annexed region of Crimea to Russian territory. The blast 3 years ago killed five people. The military in Guinea-Bissau has appointed a general to lead the country for the next year, a day after seizing power. General Horta Ntam was sworn in during a ceremony at the army headquarters. The army had already suspended the release of the results of Sunday's presidential election. That's the latest BBC News.